There's a war coming. A terrible war.
Welcome to Gothamize, the Jamie Hates Everything edition. The completely unofficial podcast where we celebrate all things Batman and how Jamie hates everything. And take you through the new series, Gotham. I'm Batman.
I'm the Hatenator.
What?
What's I'm that? The Hatenator.
What's this?
The person who hates.
Oh, okay. Also, I screwed up. Why did I say I'm Batman in my stupid fucking voice?
I'm Batman.
Batman. That's better.
No, I'm the Batman.
Oh, you're the Batman. Yeah, we watched the intro to that.
So stupid.
To the cartoon The Batman. I think it's better than the intro for Batman Beyond. I'm sorry.
No, you're wrong. You're so wrong on so many levels.
I don't know what they were thinking with the Batman Beyond one.
They were thinking techno punk metal bullshit.
No, it just came off as just like emo, I did this in my basement.
I know, of course. And people loved it at the time.
Oh, I don't know. I don't get it.
Whatever.
The Batman at least had like a catchy song, which was...
No, it wasn't.
It was like... Yeah, I don't remember it. But it's not Danny Elfman. But
no, that's why it should go die in a fire.
Oh. If you're not a Danny Elfman score, go die in a fire.
Well, when it comes to Batman, you can't really... You know, no one like watches Batman Begins and goes, oh yeah, the fucking score, man. Yeah.
I like the score.
They're like... They're like, no, they watch it because the fucking film's good.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, Hans Zimmer did a good job anyway.
Yeah. But everyone knows Batman as Danny Elfman. Get on with it.
Everything Hans Zimmer does is like...
No, it's
and
not.
It's either...
Not It's not true because he did Interstellar and Interstellar wasn't like that.
Interstellar is totally that.
No, he's not.
He's like...
You need to listen to it again.
I don't remember the song.
You need to listen to it again because it's not like that.
It is... Pata-pata-pata.
No, it's not.
Shut
the fuck up and move on.
What's the theme to Interstellar?
There isn't like a core theme tune as such.
It's just patters.
No, it's not patters. There's no patters with Hans Zimmer. Fuck you.
It's not patters.
Get on with it.
All right. Let's start with our first segment. Eventually on Gotham.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I didn't tell you I changed it.
Well, there's no previously.
No. Previously on Gotham, we watched the earlier shows. Because, we're not going to spend too long on Gotham because it's not playing. And that's why you hate me. You were like, don't come here and record in my house unless you have Gotham news. I have Gotham news. I do.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend,
yeah.
Morena Baccarin. Plays Dr. Leslie Tompkins in the show.
Yes.
She's going to become regular.
She already is.
Like, yeah.
What the fucking news? Yay.
There's more that become regulars, like Harvey Dent, who we saw briefly for a second.
Yeah, that's true.
In
that's
the first
true.
Season.
All right, I'll give you that.
And Lucius Fox as well.
Yeah, okay.
Who was introduced as kind of like. Yep. He comes out of an elevator and he goes back into the elevator. That's essentially...
he was a bellboy, essentially.
But for that, for like that appearance, they might as well have got Morgan Freeman.
I don't want these too old to be.
But he couldn't have been like super expensive to just do that.
Yeah, of course he would have
been. And then recast in his second season.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Can't have old Lucius Fox.
You can have old Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator. Just
but
make
Gotham,
him look.
Gotham is a prequel to Batman. You
make him look
old.
Younger.
You can't just make him look younger.
Just mask him.
You'd have to CGI everything.
I don't know. Just like, I don't know. Just blur it.
blur it.
Yeah, just make him look blurry. Blur it. No. Make him look blurry.
Can we move on to some proper news, please?
Introduce the idea that Bruce Wayne has a seeing issue.
Seeing.
A seeing issue.
Sight. It's a sight issue. Look, not seeing.
It's a seeing issue.
All right.
He doesn't like to be at sea.
That doesn't make sense either.
What do you mean? He opened his eyes underwater and the salt contents affected his seeing.
Scrap this entire podcast.
No.
Where's the delete button?
There's no delete button. No, you're going to listen to every inch of this.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm trying to
seeing inch.
I'm trying to piss you off. Is it working?
Get on with it.
All right. New villains will be introduced in the second season of Gotham. Which we may or may not talk about, depending on how this episode goes. Who do you want them to introduce, first of all?
Clock King.
You're mad.
I really want them to introduce Clock King.
Freeze, you're mad. If this capsule breaks, it'll slaughter thousands.
They're doing Freeze, aren't they?
Yes, they're doing Freeze.
Okay.
Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
But do you think he'll be like a baby Mr. Freeze?
Oh.
Do you think he'll be Austrian?
No, it'd be like Dr. Freeze, the young...
Like Victor.
Victor, yeah. Freeze. Dr. Freeze.
Yeah. Victor. So you'll see him with his wife before she gets... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's the interesting thing about that character before he's Mr. Freeze.
No, look, I'm just saying that's probably what they'll do. I'm not saying that's what I want.
I know that's what they'll do. But that's what Gotham does. Like, it takes what's interesting about the character and then it, like, tells what happened before. Which is like, okay, so he's a man. We know that.
Deadshot. Is Deadshot going to be?
No.
No.
No. But there's the possibility of Harley Quinn, because...
What?
They're gonna try.
Harley Quinn would be like a teenager.
She wouldn't be. She'd be a little girl.
She's young. She's young in the freaking
series.
She
might be a baby, though.
A baby.
No, but they might change it up.
It might be like Poison Ivy again, where Ivy's a tiny kid.
Yeah.
Who we're supposed to be scared of for some reason.
Well, it'll be either that, or they'll change it up like they change Harvey Dent. And it'll just be like... Because I think they're going to introduce the Joker as well. Sort of.
Okay, then.
So then he'll be like his girlfriend or something. I don't know what the fuck.
Are they going to do like a pre-Joker? Because was he a criminal beforehand? Oh, there's so many different versions of the Joker, so take your pick.
Well, there was loads of like red herrings in the first season. Yeah. It's like, oh, is this guy the Joker? Is this guy this guy? So they'll answer that at least.
Yeah.
They'll take their pick of... But they're not who was most popular with the audience.
It's not actually going to be the Joker. Yeah, it's not going to be Jared Leto.
Yes, they're getting Jared Leto to come in and play the fucking... No!
No.
Think about it. Jesus Christ.
To think that's the next Joker, by the way.
We'll get to that.
Oh.
Clayface.
Yes.
I don't know how. With the... Like, how much money could it have possibly made?
You could just have anyone. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I think, like, marketing and production, like, just saw, yeah, we can do Clayface, because that's, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah. How shitty do you think the effects will be on Clayface, though?
No, I think they just won't do it. I think they'll do, like, those hard cuts, where it's, like, one person, then the next person.
Oh, right. That'd be confusing.
I know. They just won't do any effects.
I think they should just have Michael Keaton come back and just do Multiplicity, where he's, like, cloned many times.
Okay.
And then just have him be Clayface somehow.
You know, we talked about this before, where you're not really allowed to bring on your fantasies onto
the podcast. Oh, yes.
Okay. You need to keep those in your dreams rather than...
I've got some Michael Keaton news later. I actually make Michael Keaton news because I just want him to be famous again.
What is your Michael Keaton news?
How did you say his name?
Michael Keaton news.
Well, Alfred, we'll get to that later on in the next section. Another villain they might introduce in Gotham is Mad Hatter.
Okay.
Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't fuck that one up because he's one of my favorite villains.
Batman has a lot of mad scientists.
A few, yeah. I mean, just, yeah. You've got Mad Hatter, Mr. Freeze.
Riddler was a bit of a mad scientist.
I guess, yeah. You've got Hugo Strange.
Yep.
You've got others.
The Dollmaker was a bit of a mad scientist.
Yeah. You've got Man-Bat as well.
Yep. That's another one.
There's a few. Not as many as Spider-Man, though, where literally every villain is a mad scientist. But yeah, I mean, that's all we know about Gotham Season 2 so far. That's some news.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm really excited for all that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I think that'll be the make or break. Like, we'll watch the pilot. Well, the pilot. The first episode of Season 2. And yeah, it'll decide whether we like it enough to talk more about it. I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. At least we'll have stuff to talk about when... if we see Mad Hatter and they screwed him up or they made him actually quite good. What do you think?
Pessimistic.
You? Anyway, let's go to the next section.
That's the theme of this podcast.
What? Pessimism.
Pessimism.
Why is the Jamie Hates Everything edition?
Yeah, I know.
To the bad poles, Jamie.
To the bad poles!
Yeah.
Not yeah. Do the fucking sound.
Nah, nah, nah.
This is what people tune in to hear you make that sound. Like half ass your way.
Yeah, I know. I always do it half ass.
Anyway. Gee, I don't know what Batman news we could talk about.
Fuck's sake. What just happened recently in San Diego?
Oh, the president of San Diego announced his support of seahorses for Congress.
It'd be a mayor, first of all, San Diego even has a mayor.
San Diego, which in Spanish means a whale's vagina. True story.
Get on with it.
Well, you were meant to say something.
Oh, Comic-Con.
Yes.
San Diego.
There's loads of geek news, but we'll talk about some of those in other podcasts, the big rewind.
But the main thing we want to talk about
is the trailer.
The new Batman trailer.
Yeah. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. You have to say the whole title every time.
For fuck's sake.
Otherwise, it doesn't make
any
sense.
Dawn of Justice. What a fucking rubbish title. I'm
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
It really is a kind of The Revenge of the Night type title.
The Revenge of the Nighty Night Night. I don't know.
No, it's Revenge of the Night, spelled with a K. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't done that.
Yeah, I know. Title.
Yeah, that's actually a good...
Anyone who's in marketing listening to me now, there's your title.
Although already Dark Knight is a pretty cheesy, well.
Dark Knight isn't a sentence.
But Revenge of the Night would make sense.
Yeah.
That's actually a good title.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is.
It's just cheesy cliche.
Although it sounds like a Phantom of the Opera sequel or something.
Yes, exactly. Dawn of Justice, again, what does that actually mean? That just means the beginning of justice. That's what they're going
for. Justice League.
Yes, exactly. Yes. But it's silly.
They could have called it Batman v Superman. Well, actually, don't call it that. But they could have said Batman v Superman Justice League Origins or something.
No, because that's been done. I mean, that's been done, hasn't it? Justice League Origins.
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm going to ask for a ticket. I'll be like, hi, could I have one ticket for Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, please?
No, I'm literally just saying Batman. And they'll be like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you would.
You mean.
You're like the laziest cinema ticket getter ever.
Getter?
Yeah. You basically show up at the counter and you're like, Terminator.
Yeah, I did.
That's it. Oh, you're just like, Pan. Just like, do you mean Peter Pan? Pan. And they give you a ticket, you just walk up.
Wait, there is a version of Peter Pan that's just called Pan, isn't there?
Yeah, the upcoming one, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
You haven't done that yet, but I know you will.
Yeah. Well, Snow White and the Huntsman, just Snow.
You're just like, me want Snow. Me want Snow.
Well, hang on, you didn't order a ticket because the title was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Really?
Yeah, I think you said there's no way I'm going to the cinema and asking, excuse me, can I have a ticket for
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2?
Yes.
No. Nah, mate. Nah.
Or 50 Shades of Grey.
Or 50 like, Shades of Grey.
I'm never going to the cinema for that.
Well, it's done now. So. Yeah. Oh, no, even the sequels.
They'll put it on again as some kind of, you know. You'd be like, oh.
It's already retro.
Middle-aged women want to come masturbate in our cinema? Come watch 50 Shades of Grey.
That sounds good to me. I don't know what problem you have with it.
Oh, dear.
Anyway. Yes, Batman v Superman got a proper trailer with like actual like things happening.
Yes,
you haven't seen or didn't expect.
Wonder Woman was on screen for 2 seconds.
Yeah, that was.
She got very little screen time.
Yeah, and even the screen time she had was a little unnecessary.
It was no dialogue, pure just moments of action. And
well, there was like 2 shots really. There's one awkward shot that's like speeded up at the beginning.
I think I know why though.
And then there's an explosion.
I think I know why. They're trying to confuse you into thinking Wonder Woman is on someone's side, but you don't know whose side yet.
Which one? Yeah.
So that I understand why they're kind of being a bit reluctant showing anything more about.
Yeah, I know why.
There's no Aquaman, obviously. No. So,
but
I get that.
It seems like they're being quite. It still feels like it's quite a greedy project, in that Batman and Superman should be enough.
Yes.
For the movie, and it feels like this trailer made me a bit more involved in like the story between like Batman and Superman, and then Wonder Woman shows up and it's like, oh yeah, that there was that as well.
Yeah.
And then
and
there's a whole lot of characters left. So that seems a bit. I mean, I've got mixed feelings about the trailer, but
I also think there'll be appearances like Amanda Wallace might just pop up, you know, in it.
Well, there's gonna be like some secret, you know, appearances. I think you'll see Batman fighting a Batman villain.
Yeah.
At some point.
Maybe as a at the beginning or something.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's going to be like Two-Face or something.
Okay.
That could be cool.
Is how much time do you spend on that?
Oh, it won't be long. It'll just like, be the end of a fight. Because
that's the thing. I wonder what they're going to do with all the different characters. Are they going to do origin stories for some of them, or are they just going to throw them in? Or
what
kind of build-up will we have to each of the introductions?
Well, the trailer showed Bruce Wayne as a kid, and there's at least going to be a flashback to his parents.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just in case you've forgotten.
Yes, that his parents died.
It's like, oh yeah, Batman. Oh,
why
sad.
He's Batman.
Yeah, in case you missed Gotham, the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yes.
The Joel Schumacher films.
Yes.
The Tim Burton films.
Yes.
And the original series. Yes. Which I'm not sure mentioned. I think they do. The comics from...
Yes.
You know, 1930.
Do you know what? I don't think the 90s animation, I don't think that does a kind of origin story. I think it just is straight into Batman. And it's
like, I think so, but...
It's straight into Batman and Robin. Like, it's right there. So.
Well, they do they do have the whole backstory at some point.
Yeah.
Little by little, though. So what do we learn from this trailer? Well, the big thing was, like, basically Superman is like Jesus.
That's true, yeah.
But
also hated. Like,
It's
kind of ironic because at the moment there's a lot of politics going on because of the build up to the American presidential election. Well, it's next year.
Yeah.
I get that. But there's a bit of a build up. Like, everyone's announcing who's going to become, who wants to try and run for president on the Republican Democrat side. And it's getting interesting because there's quite a bit of news about that going on at the moment. And what I found interesting is one of the big news stories is about illegal immigrants and the fact that there are like 11 million undocumented immigrants in America currently. What do you do with those people is a big question at the moment.
Okay.
And one of the first shots you see in this trailer is he's an illegal alien. Like, he's like Superman himself is an illegal immigrant.
God, you lost me at one point. I was just like, which direction is
going? But that's what I'm saying. Like,
but yeah.
It, like, America has always like been kind of weird about that because they're all immigrants.
Yeah.
But yeah, they hate immigrants.
But immigrants don't just show up and like destroy cities.
No, that's true. No, I get that. Yeah. But I'm just saying it's kind of topical.
I know, yeah. I mean, they're trying to find, you know, a political stance for that movie, because yes. you've got Lex Luthor, who's obviously going to play into that.
Yes.
Going to try and turn there's Superman into a villain.
There's one sort of storyline where Lex Luthor becomes president.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But they're not
I'm not,
go
I'm not
that,
saying though. They're going that far.
He's like 12.
Though that's interesting.
Yeah.
I find that kind of an interesting storyline.
Yeah. It seems like something Lex Luthor would try and do as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's mostly just power he wants.
Mm.
Yeah, you've got Superman, who's you see him like save people, I guess. There's like a rocket that flies.
Yes, I think he's saving astronauts there.
You thought it was like saving astronauts. I thought they were doing like the Superman
where he destroys
thing where he goes
destroys nukes.
Destroying nukes.
Yeah, it didn't look like a nuke. It looked like a spacecraft.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't look at it too. But it looked like he was destroying it at the end where he's like he lands and then
I don't
he's
know.
Got the thing.
Yeah, well, again, it's confusing.
So. But we don't know, obviously. No. It's just like random shots in the trailer. But no. So there was that.
I thought this trailer was messy.
It's a bit messy.
Because it's just. And I know why. It's because it's not done. Like, it's.
Yeah.
This is quite a while away. You know,
there's some effects in that where I was kind of unsure about.
Yeah.
There's like one where,
it's
like.
Not done.
You see Batman shoot his like grappling gun.
Yeah.
And it looks really fake.
Oh, it does. It does.
And then there's the shot with Wonder Woman as well that looks like it's not like she's not fully rendered into that environment.
Mm.
But then again, you know, that might actually look like that because it's Zack Snyder.
Oh,
directing.
It is Zack.
So
yeah.
A lot of
I am
that.
Actually surprised there wasn't as much action super slow-mo in this.
Yeah, not really.
Because he loves his. There was some slow mo, but it was all slow mo on shots where nothing's happening.
Yeah, I mean it's. You know. It was alright. I mean Ben Affleck doesn't look too bad in this trailer.
He's meant to be older Batman, which
yeah. He
helps.
Makes a funny face at one point. I don't know if you noticed, where he's trying to like look angry / like sad. I guess he's trying to hold back.
It's weird,
and he looks weird. It looks like he's trying to take a shit.
Yeah, I mean, there's something Bale did really well was angry. yes. I always thought he was good at doing angry.
Yeah, Bale was like a good kind of all-around Batman, except for the voice near the last movie. But
yeah,
that didn't distract me too much in Batman Begins or even Dark Knight that much.
Yeah,
Michael Keaton as well.
I don't like the suit, by the way, the Batman suit that they show in this.
I know.
I'm not a fan.
A lot of people like it, but it's really not for me. Like,
it looks really clunky.
Yeah.
It looks very early Iron Man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah, it does. I kind of feel like the Batman suit should be... hate to say it, but like a bit sexy in a weird way.
No, I agree. Not as far as... Batman and Robin, sexy.
That was like so not sexy as well. By the end of the film,
with silver nipples.
Yeah, no, they got a bit carried away. But like the Val Kilmer suit in the first
half of the movie. I know what you mean.
The Tim Burton suit, there was kind of like a mysterious kind of sexiness about the suit.
Yeah,
it's like slick and
I know it needs to be mysterious. This looked very.
This looks chunky and kind of weird. That someone would dress like that. Not the robot
and
one.
And the kind of light up eyes.
No, that's the robot one, yeah.
Yeah, but the light up eyes make no sense. If you think about it.
Well,
Batman.
I know.
He's meant to be dark and like invisible most of the time.
Yeah, they've switched up.
They're like, oh, I can see his eyes. Oh, yeah, there he is.
they switched up the eyeliner, the black eyeliner for fucking shiny. Can you imagine how hot that must be? For his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like fucking...
There's some lights right in front of him.
It's like tungsten lights. It's fucking shooting out his eyeballs.
No, it's got to be a post-CGI thing.
Yeah, I know, obviously. No, not for Ben Affleck.
Oh, I thought you meant literally for Ben Affleck.
No, for Batman. He would have to invent... Well, Lucius Fox would have to like invent some kind of cooling technology so that he puts the suit on and it doesn't melt in his face. But yeah, I don't know why he's got the lights. They'll explain it, I'm sure.
I'm assuming that the suit that they've shown off, because they've shown off two, actually.
Yeah.
They've shown off the kind of robotic one and the sort of more Batman-esque one.
Yeah, the robotic one I don't have too much of a problem with, because it's meant to be a bit chunky and clunky. because he doesn't really
I assume that's in response to Superman. Like, he makes that
exactly,
for,
yeah. And it's like a Frank Miller comic thing as well. But, I don't know, the other one, I don't really like. It just seems a bit, I don't know, uncomfortable. I just feel bad for him. I was just like, this looks uncomfortable, but not in a cool way. Just in kind of
they've
like,
gone for the short ears as well.
Yeah, I still
want. I don't know.
Because it only emphasizes how big like Ben Affleck's chin is.
Yeah, that's true.
Which maybe that's what they were going for, the jaw.
We'll have to see. Important. We'll have to see with that. I'm not a fan of it so far.
It just looks like a big cat, basically. What else happens? You see Jeremy Irons as Alfred, which I'm actually quite happy with.
Apart from the age. There's like, Ben Affleck and Jeremy Irons. I know actually in real life they're probably like 10 years between each other. But it's like, I don't know, on film, they how seem that's quite gonna... close in age.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because Jeremy Irons looks quite weirdly young in this film.
Yes, he does. He's aged amazingly well.
Yes. Let me see how old he is.
I think he's probably in his 60s now.
Yeah, he's 66.
Yeah, he's 66. And Ben Affleck's, what, 40?
Ooh.
Five?
Late 40s, probably. Let me see. 42, actually. 42. He's not that.
I was closest.
Yeah.
So actually in real life, they've got a bit of an age difference.
So in real life, when...
But they don't on screen look that... Yeah. But then again, they've made Ben Affleck look older.
They've grayed his hair a little bit. But they introduced the notion that Bruce Wayne was in Metropolis when all the shit went down.
Yes, another confusing aspect. But then again,
I thought that was kind of clever. In that, I did not expect, like, you never think of Batman as going anywhere.
Yeah,
you're just like, true. Why is he in Metropolis? Yeah. I'm sure they explain that as well.
That's the first kind of scene we see
in
the DC universe that I know of where they finally cross, like they have an actual cross in terms of universes, that that's a statement saying this is in the same universe now.
And
that's a bold step, really, because now everything from now on,
you've
kind of got to somehow assume
now even Suicide Squad is going to need to make sense with that shit, because you're going to have Ben Affleck in there as well.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge. One, I think DC is not as well equipped as
Marvel. No, Marvel fucked up as well. Yeah, absolutely. Iron Man 3 makes no sense when you take into account the wider universe.
But that's the problem, because if you make one bad movie, it kind of fucks up everything.
Oh yeah, it can do.
Or if that's the thing as well with the Avengers. If you've got a massive crossover, it's not gonna make sense with anything.
Yes.
Justice League is not going to make any sense with the standalone Batman film they're going to make.
Yes.
I still want to see it.
It's not going to be good.
There's talk about... Oh, yeah, that's not in the news. That maybe Chris Pine, who's like... he's Kirk in the new Star Trek films.
Yes.
He's going to maybe play Green Lantern.
Okay.
I think he's a good choice.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I've just thought, sorry.
Just be happy Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Okay? Yeah, no, I am happy about that. Don't worry about that. But it's like, I kind of always wanted, I wanted Will Smith to be Green Lantern, or...
Well, he can't be everyone. He's already fucking...
I know he's Deadshot now, and that's fine.
That's pretty good.
As a superhero, other than Hancock, which is not so great.
Yeah, I mean, after Hancock, I don't really want to see Will Smith as a superhero. I'm kind of done.
He could have been an all right, but anyway.
He could have, maybe when he was younger, though. Like, yeah, now, I don't know.
Fair enough.
But he was big at a time when superhero movies were kind of starting up.
Yes, that's true.
But I guess Men in Black, in a way, a weird way, is a superhero movie as well.
Yeah, it is.
It's
movie. It is a comic book movie, and it is a superhero movie to a certain extent. It's just more comedy than anything.
Yeah, it's like R.I.P.D. Well, it is R.I.P.D. basically, but good.
Yeah. R.I.P.D. sucks.
But R.I.P.D. is a comic book movie, and it's like ripping off blatantly.
Yeah, of MIB. Course.
Oh man, what else happens? You got Lex Luthor.
Jesse Eisenberg,
who I really like Jesse Eisenberg anyway.
Yeah, I know, I do.
As an actor. And I think he's going to fit the character quite well.
No.
He's wearing a wig throughout the trailer, but you know that always happens with Lex Luthor.
I don't know.
Lex Luthor wore wig, like Gene Hackman wore wig in the first Superman
film.
He
just looks very young. I'm sorry. He looks...
I know.
I guess, I don't know. My imagining of the timeline and the universe is that everyone's a bit older in this one.
Yeah, they're just changing up all the ages in a weird way.
Look,
but...
Superman will stay the same because he's an alien. He doesn't age, right, that much.
Well, he had a beard at one point.
Yeah.
And he's got a receding airline.
So anyway, so like Superman, I can forgive for whatever like timeline he is. Ben Affleck's meant to be older.
Yeah,
right? We get that. But then you have Lex Luthor, and he's like really young. I mean, Jesse Eisenberg looks young anyway.
It's a bit
like,
I mean, I
you
agree.
Can't get around that.
No, but I agree that it's a bit strange. But I think it's something that a good actor could pull off.
Yeah, that's
and funny. I think he's a good enough actor. And also
it depends on his script, though.
It does.
Because Spacey is an amazing actor.
Spacey's pretty great, yeah.
He is, but you give him that script.
Yeah, yeah. Wrong! He was good, though. But he was just a Gene Hackman update. Like,
yeah,
he was
true.
The same character.
Yeah. Someone said, watch Gene Hackman.
Yeah, just be ridiculous, but a slightly scarier.
Yeah.
And he worked as that Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the film wasn't
no, the film
so great.
Didn't, I mean, there's like 20 minutes of Lex Luthor just standing in a room waiting for something to happen. And then there's a bit where he's like brushing his teeth.
Yeah.
He's just like, can you do something, please? And then
it's
he does
that. It's a
shame
they don't bring back his lackeys.
Oh, no, please. From the fucking first Superman movie, I hated the lackeys.
I loved the lackeys. I thought they're great.
They're fucking useless. They're so annoying.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's something we don't do anymore, but I used to like comic relief.
But why would this, like criminal mastermind...
Maybe that's...
Like,
maybe it's because I'm sort of, like...
Nostalgic about it,
but also nostalgic of a lot of films where the villains were kind of clunky and comic-y and
but they don't do it well these days,
like Home Alone. I remember Home Alone so well,
but I think Michael Bay ruined that with so much comic relief.
That's true.
And some of it's so bad.
Yeah, but really bad. Yeah, really bad comic.
It's actually
relief.
Put me off just having a comic relief character like J.K. Simmons in Terminator Genesis. He's just like, just don't have him there. He's a great actor.
He's not comic relief, though, in it.
He is a little bit.
He's a plot point.
He's like, oh, you don't believe me.
But he's not. He's literally someone who drives the plot at one point.
I wouldn't go that far.
He does.
He doesn't drive the plot.
He does. He literally goes, I'm that guy that you should know.
Yeah, he has to. If a character has to even remind the character in the film who he is, you're not going to know.
No, I don't.
But we're getting off track, I guess. Yeah. But, I mean, I like Jesse Eisenberg, and it looks like they've kind of like taken the weird Gene Hackman-esque turn with him, where he's like, the red capes are coming.
Yeah, which I assume is a reference to the British.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get that at all until you said it. I was just like, the what red capes? And you're like, oh, the British are coming. Oh, that's...
An imperialist.
Why am I so fucking slow?
I think that's his idea that he's referring to an imperialistic force, which I guess is Superman.
Well, the whole thing is going to be a lot of him just marketing Superman as a villain, which makes sense. Then you see him with Kryptonite, which also makes sense.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
But I really don't want Lex Luthor to like work with Batman like willingly. Like, I don't want Batman to go up to him. He's like, you got Kryptonite. And then he's like, yeah, of course I do.
It's going to be a little bit confusing if there's like five different sides to this.
Yeah, he's going to be like, I don't know who side with.
Well, yeah, but like Wonder Woman v Superman, but Wonder Woman is not attached to Batman yet. So it's Batman v Superman and then Lex Luthor v Batman.
I'm just going to decide to root for Alfred or something.
Yeah.
That's going to be my hero in this movie. Just Switzerland. I'm just happy. Just rooting for whatever Alfred's doing, like making tea.
Yeah,
making costumes. He's like an artist, really, in a way. Yes. If he is actually making the costumes, but you know he's gonna be bald. You know he is.
I hope
he's Lex Luthor.
So.
He's got a wig. That's what when everyone was like looked at the picture of him with long hair.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh my god, he's got hair. It looks shit. It's like, yes, it's a wig. Wigs look shit. And there was a picture released before that where he's bald. So he's just like, I don't know why people are surprised about. What else? There's more stuff, really, in the trailer. Well, the face-off, bloody blah. You've got the Batmobile.
There's a confusing aspect, isn't it? We talked about this.
Well,
Batman turns on the Batman symbol.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know.
Because he turns on the Batman symbol, and then Superman comes. And it's just like, how? That's not your signal. He should have made the sign different. He should have ripped out the Batman sign.
No, he should have got a blindfold.
And then just hold his finger out, like his middle finger out,
no,
and
no,
then
no.
It comes up.
No, like the logo of the fucking film. He should have, like, blowtorched his own logo with an S in it.
No,
and,
but,
And then would have put an S on the sky.
Yeah, it would have probably destroyed that
light. In the Batman symbol.
Or, I don't know, just call him, because he's got fucking super hearing.
Oh, yeah. Superman!
Or, I don't know, Batman's got a super computer, just put...
We've heard the Bat voice, haven't we? Kind of briefly.
I guess,
in the
But we heard the robotic Bat voice.
Yeah.
Blade.
It's a good line.
Took our jobs. Yeah, we heard it a little bit. I'd be interested to hear if Ben Affleck overdoes it in the other one. I kind of want to rewatch Daredevil now. I don't know why. I've had that feeling where I want to rewatch Daredevil.
What, the film?
The film, yeah. Because you've got Batman coming up with Ben Affleck, and you've got I want to rewatch Elektra properly, because I don't remember
if it
was any good. Well, I don't remember it at all.
Okay.
And Kevin Smith's in Daredevil, which is always fun. And also the Daredevil series, we just sat through the whole first season.
Yeah,
so
I mean that's amazing. Don't
it'd be good to
they started shooting the second season already.
So what's your overall view of that trailer?
I just found it to be quite messy.
Yeah.
So again, it gives
us... You're not sold on it.
It gives us loads of little nits. It gives
us Where? No.
It gives us loads of peeks into...
Tidbits,
yeah, into the film, but it doesn't really construct for me a core story yet.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't make any sense really yet.
Yeah.
But,
It kind of plays on the title. That's all it does. It just goes, yes, we know it's a war between Batman and Superman, and that's all it goes for. It doesn't really look into any other aspects of the story.
At the very least, it's like entertaining. Like
that's fine.
It's a fun trailer.
Yeah.
The trailer before that was a bit kind of like,
they're trying to confuse you. I mean,
they are.
Because even they show Ben Affleck looking at a building that's being destroyed, but they don't show you who's destroying the building, so that you can kind of either go, oh, maybe that was Superman doing that, and that's why Batman's upset, that's Shannon, as Zod, blowing up a building.
But I really think like they missed the boat in terms of marketing. I think they should have really Nolan'd the shit out of it.
Well,
like, they show you like a little bit. Like, every month, it's like a tiny, tiny thing. You don't know what it is. And it builds up to something interesting. And then you've got 2 years of build-up. So when the film comes out, there's a teaser.
Yeah.
Just before. And then you see the film, and you're like, holy shit. Didn't know any of this was going
to
happen.
Do you know what I think the best thing is?
What?
Like, the best way to do it is to not talk about it. I think it's so silly. Like... maybe every now and again have a leaked photo. That's it.
But
then whenever you have interviews with Ben Affleck and
Henry Cavill
and anyone else who's in the film, right?
Yeah.
They all deny it. They all go, we don't know anything, we can't talk about it. You just do that. You just do that constantly so that fans go, we wanna know.
I know.
We wanna know. Does it? Because the thing is, if this is a trailer that's for a film a year away.
Yeah.
Right?
It is a year away, isn't it?
Yeah. We don't know the exact...
Just under, but yeah.
But imagine the trailer that's 3 months before the film.
Yeah.
Or a trailer 6 months before.
Well, that one's going to have everyone. You've got Aquaman fucking...
I know, but the thing is, we're going to know and see so much of this film before it comes out that a lot of the impact is going to be lost.
That's the thing, yeah. That was the problem with the teaser. Because I'd seen like a leaked version of it.
Yeah.
And I'd heard so much about it.
Yeah.
And then I saw it. I was like, yeah, I know. But anyway, I kind of... I'm sold on some things, I guess.
I like what Star Wars did. I'm sorry. I like what Star Wars did.
Yeah, I like
watching
it
that Star Wars, which was a semi behind the scenes,
the new thing, the real like,
bit of a documentary type thing. Was I more think interesting. That was really good because that got you excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
But didn't necessarily show you too much. And the trailer that they had before, again, was confusing.
Yeah.
But was also showing you loads of different aspects in terms of, oh, yeah, the original cast are here. But also, we've updated a lot of the look of it as well, which is fine by me. But also, they're using a lot of practical effects, which is great. So it felt better.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I'm very skeptical of J.J. Abrams.
I mean, you've got to give it to him. If he is using, like, promoting this idea of practical effects being better.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That is, no, that gave me a ray of hope.
Woo!
It does. It does give me a ray
of
hope.
It is, because then it's that, like, trailer. You know that if Star Wars does really well, which it will, that other people are going to be like, oh, maybe I should use practical effects.
Exactly.
And then, you know, we might get some decent-looking films.
Yeah, better films.
Like, better balanced films.
Exactly.
CGI can look good, I know.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just doesn't.
Yeah.
And you don't need it.
Did you, by the way, this is just semi-related, did you see the Conan O'Brien goes to Comic-Con
Mad Max thing?
Yeah. Oh, I saw so that. So good. They got the actual kind of guitar.
I know. Like, I know.
Wouldn't you want to do that?
I do.
That looks so cool.
Conan O'Brien really is like the he really is the only late night show that you should watch like these days, isn't it?
It seems like it, yeah.
What else is there? You've got this fucking English guy who's horrendous. What's his name?
Jamie Oliver.
Not Jamie Oliver.
Oh, not Jamie. Oh, sorry.
What's it? Jimmy Corden or something?
James Corden.
James Corden.
James Corden, yeah. He's awful. I hate him. He's awful. I really dislike James Corden.
He was awful in England.
Yes.
He's awful in America.
I don't understand his appeal.
No, I don't understand either. You've got fucking... Well, Colbert will be good when he does actually start. Yeah. I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Until then, it's kind of like late night shows are just... Well, John Oliver is good.
Yes.
But that's not really the same type of show. It's not the same type of show.
Of thing, yeah. No. You're talking talk
late
show.
Late night talk show.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Kind of got a trailer as well. It was a leaked trailer. Now, you watched it. You hated it.
Yeah, I did.
I would say that the main reason why you hated it is because you hear that fucking geek ass Comic-Con audience.
That's true. That's true.
React a bit annoyingly
to it. Yeah, I need to see it properly. Yeah. I do need to see it properly.
Because when I saw it, I knew it was going to annoy me, so I was like trying to ignore them. And I kind of like that it's grittier than I thought it would be.
Yes.
Where it seems like they're trying to use kind of a Christopher Nolan-esque look to it, at least.
A bit, yeah.
It's a lot of kind of that dark-looking kind of areas, and then you've got the town just looks like a normal town.
Well, look, the trailer does some things well, which is it establishes the story fairly well.
Yeah, I mean, it's
through narration of Amanda Waller. Yeah. So, no, that's very basic. You need to do that because not everyone's going to know what the Suicide Squad was.
Sure.
I mean, Comic-Con audience will know, but like,
I mean, again, that's not really a trailer. That's like a teaser trailer.
Yeah,
you don't really see anyone very well.
But yeah, and they show off Will Smith, I think, more than anyone else, really.
I mean, there's a huge... you see Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And there's a huge build-up for Joker, really.
Yes.
You don't like the look of the Joker, do you?
Every time I see him, it turns me off a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of this... the appearance of this particular Joker so far.
I'm still kind of like hopeful that he's actually quite good because Jared Leto is a good actor.
That's true. I know. That's the thing. I can't deny that.
I think his appearance in the trailer was pretty good though. Like, it's kind of like menacing.
I don't know.
Well, he's like telling someone he's going to hurt them really bad.
Does this make sense?
What?
That he just looks a bit too clean?
Like dirty and too clean at the same time. Yeah, I see what you mean.
No, in that, like, the different things that are on his face look like they've been done too well.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah. The tattoos are just, they're perfect for what they are.
Sure.
They're perfectly done. And the thing I loved about Heath Ledger's, it looked like he did it.
Yeah.
It looked like he literally got face paint and just smeared it on his face.
Yeah.
And that he's, like, he wasn't too concerned about his appearance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, his dye looked shit as well. And it gave you that, the idea that you would think, oh yeah, he's just a crazy guy who was at home one day and he came up with this stuff and he mutilated himself and painted himself and went out into the, you know, into the world and fucked shit up.
Well, it's very hard to imagine like a criminal, like an evil psycho just going like, I'm gonna have a little tattoo on my face.
Yeah, I'm gonna manicure
and
well, everything will be and perfect. Then I'll shave my chest and
all my teeth will be made of gold and I'm gonna have a smile on my hand. No, I don't know. Right. Just
the smile was the only thing that kind of I liked.
What, the big tattoo smile?
No.
Oh, the
no.
actual.
His actual smile is actually pretty good because it looks quite fake, which it should do in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it looks a bit. He is creepy.
Yes, and creepy. That's it.
But it's kind of like we need to see more of him to have an opinion. But I thought it wasn't that bad, the Suicide Squad trailer.
No. I was a little bit annoyed by
it. I know you were. We'll wait.
As I said, I'll give it another chance.
Open your mind.
I'll give it another chance once I see it properly. Because they must release it. They've got to release it soon. After it got leased. Okay, I know. Shut up.
Open your mind.
Look, my name... Quaid.
Quaid. Sorry. I could do that literally all day.
Yeah.
Just go up to random people. Other Batman news. The Killing Joke.
Yes.
The comic book.
Yes.
Will become a new animated movie.
Cool.
Which could be awesome.
Yeah.
If it's as dark as The Killing Joke.
I don't think it will be that dark.
I don't think it can.
How do you animate that? That's going to be... Really? Well, I mean, if you're going to take on that style, are they just taking on the story?
I think, well, there's not much information about it yet, but I think it's probably just going to take the story. Like the
Dark... It'd be very abstract, like looking animation.
Yeah.
If it was.
Well, The Dark Knight Returns, the comics looked fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But the film looked more like a normal anime type of thing. So they might do that again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like a very, very harsh coming to adapt into a movie.
That's fine by me.
I wonder if it'll have. Can they make animated films like R ratings these days and release them? I don't know.
They still do in Japan.
In Japan, yeah, but
not really in Western world. No.
Western world. That sounds like a good theme park. I would want to go to.
No.
Like Westworld.
No.
With the robot. And shit.
Anyway.
Yes. Sorry.
No, I'm trying to think of the last. R-rated animation rated animation that was made in
it's like fucking Akira is the last one.
Well, no, but that was because Japan's made low.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you mean non Japan?
Yeah, non Japanese.
I can't think.
I don't think there are like it's.
I don't know. Was Cool World like rated? That's not really the whole thing's not an animation, but
Roger Rabbit.
No, not Roger Rabbit. Definitely not. But no, released in cinemas. I don't know.
No,
can't think.
It's
of any.
Just something we don't do. I think we still have this idea.
It's a thing we don't do.
Yeah, it's a thing we don't do because we still have it in the West that
cartoons
are not. You know. Oh no, Persepolis.
Persepolis
and Bashir.
Why is Persepolis
walking with Bashir?
Waltz with Bashir. That's true. That's
there
a good point.
Go.
You've got that
something.
One. I've got a list here.
I remembered something.
South Park. Yeah. Bigger, longer, non-cut.
That was.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it all back.
You've got Waking Life, which I don't know why. I guess it deals with adult themes, but it's really shit. And then loads of anime, obviously. Heavy Metal, but that's not recent. That's like 1981.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's mostly anime, but...
So it's not a load, but there are some.
There are
and
some,
and they're mainly...
It's rare, though.
They're mainly indie.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, that was a good pull. It is... Waltz with Bashir is the last one I can think of.
Waltz with Bashir is great, by the way. Really good.
Yeah, film. It's good. It's good. It's, appropriately harsh.
Oh yeah.
What else? Well, the Justice League script is done. I mean, we know this.
Yeah.
The Michael Keaton project I told you about.
Yeah.
He's to star and produce a comic book movie.
Oh, really?
Based on something called Imagine Agents. Have you heard of this?
No.
I haven't. I haven't heard of this at all.
Is this essentially Birdman 2?
No. It's got something to do with, like, again, it sounds like RIPD, where it's like some agency that deals with, like, I mean, not, you know, zombies or anything, but, like, or aliens. I think it's to deal with, like, fantasy characters?
Yeah.
Something like that? All right, let me try and read the thing. Agents for Imagine, but, like, I-M-A, that's, like, the name of, like, organization.
Oh, okay.
Imagine, I-M-A-G, yeah. It's too long to even say. They're responsible for keeping your imaginary friends in line. Yeah, that sounds like a kid's movie.
Do you know what that sounds like? That sounds like a Cartoon Network.
Yeah,
cartoon.
It does. It does.
There was one. It's Frostberry's Home for Imaginary...
Oh, this thing again.
Yeah. This thing again. What do you mean?
Because you tried to, like, decipher the title of that shit, like, a thousand episodes ago.
Yeah.
And you were like, The Home for Peculiar Children by Tim Burton. It's like, yeah. No, that's completely different. But yeah, it does sound like it would be like a Cartoon Network thing. All right. I don't know much about it. We'll have to see. But my guess is it's more kid friendly.
Yeah.
Now, we did a quiz a while back. Which Gotham villain are you? I found a quiz for me to do.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same one we did last time. So it might have different results. The first question is, do you like boys or girls?
Well, you're doing the quiz.
Oh, yeah, I am. But I'm thinking. Girls. Let's go with girls for now. What puts a smile on that face of yours? You got solving puzzles. You got basically everything. Well, you know, that shit's not true. You got power. And boy billionaires. I don't know. I guess solving puzzles is the least ridiculous.
This is only because you want to be Riddler.
Yeah. Girls, what's your weakness? What? I'm not a girl! What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say men.
is your weakness.
You've got...
Isn't that everyone's weakness?
This is like...
Isn't everyone's weakness another man because they're the most violent thing in the world?
What?
Everyone's weakness is another man because they're the most violent things in the world.
Oh my, yes!
Oh, shut up.
Sorry, that was my Professor Farnsworth from Futurama impression.
Yeah.
Come on, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Good news!
Good news! No, I'm not going to do it. You've got a night... This is a very girly quiz for some reason. You've got a night off. What do you do? You curl up with a good book? Get some cannoli for your good friends.
Why is it not curl up with a good comic?
I don't
know. Why is it not that when considering the...
What's curling up? That doesn't sound pleasant.
Fetal position.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate books. Yeah. Steal a nice snack to eat on the rooftop. I guess that happens in the show. Night off. Crime doesn't take a night off. Well, that's clearly mine. Well, I'm not curling up with a fucking good book. What's your weapon of choice?
No, yours is curling up with a good glass of wine and eating some garlic or something.
Yes. Yeah, raw garlic.
Yeah.
What's your weapon of choice? What would be my weapon of choice? Other people. Or a knife. Yeah. Or a knife.
Knife's good. Like a short dagger. Or something.
But it sucks, though, having a knife. Can you imagine? You have to, like, just keep, like, stabbing. Also, it's horrible.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I can't be the Riddler. That's why I can't be the Riddler, because that's messed up. My brain... I don't know. I wouldn't trust my brain. It's a bit. it's a bit flaky. Let's go with other people. I'll use other people to do my
manipulation.
Bidding. Yeah. Your loyalty to your friends is. You'd have to ask them, but it's probably could go either way. Sounds like the most strong, but I have trouble trusting people. That's not true. Well, these friends you speak of, unwavering. Yeah. Could go either way. What's your dream job? Don't care as long as I'm the boss. Working at a library. I'd love to do something with food or pet adoption. This is so weird.
That is weird. Pet adoption.
Pet
what could that be referring to?
Pet adoption.
Well, do they mean like a home?
Or like Catwoman.
Pet home.
Like when Bruce has Catwoman.
Of course,
kind
of, Catwoman,
yeah.
Cool.
I guess library sounds, yeah. Or DVD store. Does that
You
count?
Are not Quentin Tarantino.
Although they say dream job. That's not my fucking dream job. Working in a library? It's going to suck.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't care as long as I'm the boss. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a no-brainer, really. So who do you think I am?
Well, you want to be Riddler, but I think it will pick...
I mean, I told you it was a girly...
I think it will pick, like, oh...
I told...
You're Fish Mooney.
Fish Mooney.
So it's villains, it's villains from Gotham.
Well, yeah, yeah. It's a, which Gotham villain are you?
You're Fish Mooney.
I knew it was a girly quiz. Son of a bitch. That's the one villain I didn't want to be.
Oh dear.
At least I'm kind of hot.
Oh, no.
You're Poison Ivy. You're like a little girl. You're fucking useless. So yeah. So that was the quiz we did.
your energy level just went.
Yeah. Do you want a riddle?
No.
Okay. Doesn't matter. Still giving you a riddle.
Riddle me this. Riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Riddle me this, Jamie. What has four eyes but can't see?
Oh, I've heard this one. Damn it.
You? Really?
Yeah, I've heard this one. Mississippi.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
You know this one?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Mississippi.
Oh, we're not going to spend long on this.
Yeah,
damn it.
That one was used, wasn't it, in the film?
I don't know where it was used in. I forget. I don't think it was a Batman film it was used in.
No, then it was something else.
It wasn't something else, maybe.
I can't remember.
Oh, you must have heard it somewhere.
Yeah, I've heard that one somewhere, sorry.
I hadn't heard it at all.
Yeah, I
had. I had another one.
Oh.
It was something like, what tastes better than it smells?
Cheese.
No. It was the
Norwegian
answer.
Rotting fish.
No, well, that's the thing. There's like loads of things.
Yeah, there's loads of things.
So that's why I didn't choose it. It was like the human tongue. It's like, oh.
What tastes
I
better?
I guess.
Wait, the tongue doesn't smell? What?
No, you're smelling with your nose right now. See what... No, it...
I get it. I get it. I'm just trying to smell my own tongue.
Tongue smelling.
Anyway.
Yes. So.
You know what we haven't done?
What?
We haven't done...
Oh, yes.
Like 6 degrees of Batman or whatever degrees you want, it seems.
So, okay. You give me one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'll give you one.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think of a film that I watched recently. Okay, well...
It's getting hard now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the film that I retro-reviewed on our other podcast, Serpico.
Serpico?
Yeah.
So I have to go through Al Pacino then?
I guess, but I want you to use... I want you to do Serpico, please.
All right, I'm going to try something a bit crazy.
There are other actors in that film.
Yeah.
That I don't know very well, but there have definitely been in other things.
Yeah, I don't really remember who's in that movie.
You could go by director maybe a bit.
Oh, yeah. Sidney Lumet.
Yeah.
I could. I don't know. I'll just go for Al Pacino because I don't remember doing it. I know you've done it.
I know. I have.
But I don't remember what
you did. I think it was
did.
Through Godfather or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not... Well, Al Pacino was in...
Yeah.
Several films. Well, it's quite easy because he was in like Insomnia, which is directed by Christopher Nolan.
No, I know that.
So there's that.
You can't do that. You have to go around.
Oh.
You have to go around.
Fine. Well, he was in an Adam Sandler film.
Oh, really?
I think it was something like... oh, damn it. But if I can't remember the title, then I can't go through there, can I?
No.
It was something where he's dressed as a woman as well. Not Al Pacino.
Yeah.
He's got some self-respect left, I guess. And with Al Pacino, I can go through like... Okay, he was in Simone.
Mm.
which also starred Winona Ryder.
That's true, yeah, I get you.
Who was in Beetlejuice, directed by Tim Burton.
Oh, it's too easy.
Oh, come on. I can't do it anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I'm going to find something difficult for you.
All right, go on then.
Link. Link. Andrew Garfield.
Ooh, from Spider-Man.
The ex-Spider-Man.
Bloody hell. That's difficult.
To the bat.
Well, it's got Emma Stone, right?
Yeah.
Emma Stone, Birdman.
Fuck you.
Michael Keaton.
I've been Gothamized.
That's too, like...
Mic drop.
That is really recent as well. I could have not done that until she'd done that film.
I'm out.
I'd have to have gone, like, really far out to find something.
Fuck you, I'm out. Get out of my house. Get out of your house.
Yeah, get out of my own house. Oh dear. Sorry, that wasn't as exciting as I was hoping.
I've been Gothamized, what can I say? Until next time, see you later. All right. But for now, I've been Gothamized.
Thanks for listening.